and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And this is ostensibly an advice podcast, and today we're a bit raunchy, aren't we?
What?
Because it's episode 69.
69, baby. Yeah.
69.
Yeah. So we're going to be like totally mature adults.
Yes. There's nothing attached to that number at all, really. It's just
nothing.
An everyday number.
Just an everyday nice number. Just a number that comes after 68 and before 70.
Indeed.
Hey, Junie.
Indeed.
You going to come in with the podcast?
Not on this episode. That's weird.
She's too young to come into episode 69, surely.
No, she's an old lady. She's like 13.
Oh,
she's an old
right,
dog
yeah.
lady.
So she's...
Ada's in here already, give... so we're already ruined for young dogs.
Not safe for young dogs.
Oh my God, guys. Like, what is today, the 30th? In like less than 3 weeks, I have to deal with the fact that my kid can read porn legally.
But can she find your porn?
Probably. I mean, I think she knows.
She does have
not, she knows not to go looking for it.
No, she's got an AO3, hasn't she?
Yep. Because unlike some people in fandom shipping areas and stuff, she knows better than to go looking for things she knows she doesn't want to see.
Yes.
What? No so one Miranda's, ever does that, right?
No one does. Who does that? That's
no.
Weird.
No one's ever silly enough to go to. To refix a tagged something that they don't like. Why would anyone do that? That's like really stupid. Like that would like negate the entire reason that the tags are there in the first place. Seriously.
Or like things that are marked explicit and they don't want to see explicit material.
I knew we were recording sober today, but I didn't bring a cup of tea. So,
can't sip any tea?
Yeah, I'm a little ill prepared. Here, I'll sip my Coke.
Oh, no, don't do that. You'll burp again.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to drink anything. We're all full up on salt.
Yeah, that's right. And we couldn't drink alcohol during that because then we get really, really dehydrated and it would be a big problem.
Right? And we don't want to get drinky wrinkles.
Drinky wrinkles.
Drinky wrinkles.
That's what all my wrinkles are, drinky wrinkles.
You're doing great, Imogen. You're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, on this.
I needed someone to say that to me today.
You're doing great. On this Blursday, the 14th of whenever, Bumber.
What the fuck month is it, guys? I don't even know what time it is.
I don't even know.
Oh, does time even exist anymore? It's Tuesday for me. I know it's Monday for you guys. It's Tuesday for me. I think it's the last week of school term, but I don't know because my kids are at home.
Yeah, honestly, you could have said it was Tuesday for us as well, and I would have just accepted it.
Yeah, I would have just been like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we finally caught up to you in the future, whatever.
The only reason I know what day it is because of the days that my podcasts come out. So and I can't even rely on our podcast for that because I'm never consistent about it. So it has to be other people telling me what day it is. Yeah. God help me if someone misses a scheduled release date. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's meant to be Wednesday. Today's HDF day. No, it's not. It's RQ day. I don't know which day it is anymore. Please, someone help me.
Oh, I actually... We laughed at the time because my Nana gave Jade a little desk calendar, like a little paper one, you know, that has the whole month on it at one time and it stands up on a desk. And we were like, oh, ha, 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 little calendar. Yeah, we'll use that. No problem. As soon as like this quarantine thing started, like she got that out and she was like, now we know what day it is.
That's perfect.
So we're slipping into some fucking Groundhog's Day bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think I realized how much I depended on Travis's work schedule for me to remember what day it is.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
But apparently
yeah,
I did.
For me too, with the school.
Because I'm like, days don't exist.
We need to bring back those, everyone in our generation, Brandon, had at least three of these hanging around on their desk somewhere, those Farside tear-off calendars.
Yes!
Oh my God!
That's exactly what
everyone
I need, is a Farside tear-off calendar.
Everyone had them. I had like six, like, and you know, you tear off the first couple of days and then you forget for about 6 months. And so you tear off 6 months in one day to get, and you just sit there chuckling at your desk for about 3 hours while you read through every single Farside cartoon for 6 months.
I miss the Farside. I miss the Farside.
Did he come back?
I thought he did.
He came back for recently. Like briefly. I don't know if he's back or.
I thought was it the impeachment that brought him back? I can't remember. It was something
remember.
Significant.
There's something stupid that the orange.
Some world-changing event. I mean, there's been so many of them this year. There's been so many of them this week.
Yeah, which, I was going to say, which in this today?
2020, slow your roll, please. it's
God. I mean, it's got to run out of steam eventually, hasn't it? Surely it's just going to flop like a fish.
Us. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then
that's what we said about 2019 and 2018.
Oh my God. That's very true. We need to stop talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we do.
There it is.
Oh God! I'm just gonna rename this podcast Brandon Burps.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who needs Brandon? I have to do a supercut.
Actually, I'll have to do a supercut. Let's do a supercut for Patreon of all of Brandon's burps.
I was just gonna say that would be a fun Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, pop that in your surround sound headphones and bake it. I don't know.
It'd be like fart book on Letterkenny.
Oh.
And speaking of time travel, I only recently found out, and I might have known this before, but I didn't remember that I knew this, that you can apparently time travel in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but yes. That ruins the whole point of Animal Crossing.
I know, but my friend was on lesson, and it's made for some hilarious Facebook posts from him, because he was like, I lost 100,000 bells worth of turnips because I was time traveling or something like that. And I was like, that's what you get for cheating.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I don't get the turnip thing in Animal Crossing. Like,
Animal Crossing stock market.
Yeah, well, I bought a heap of turnips at 99 bells per turnip, and I'm like, that seems expensive for a turnip, but you know, whatever. I mean, you can buy a house for $2 million.
That's what he was doing. He kept posting that meme that was like stonks, you know, like supposed to be like funny about stocks. He was like, I'm trying to affect the stock market or something. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't understand. Okay. Go on.
But anyway, so I bought like a whole heap at 99 bells, and I was like, yeah, I'll sell them tomorrow. But then I turned over the page and they were selling for 49 bells. And I was like, that's not how it's supposed to go. It was meant to be, you know, more expensive the day after, but no, apparently not. And today there are 109 bells.
At random, you got to see if it goes up.
Oh my God.
Because it was 109 bells today. And I'm like, do I sell them today or do I wait until they go higher? Because it doesn't seem like it's a lot of money to make.
I very rarely do it because it's more stress and trouble than it's worth. And I come to that game to like chill, man.
Well, now my FOMO wants me to check it out. So.
It does seem a bit weird. Also, Daisy May, when I first met Daisy May, she initiated my fight or flight response because she has a drip of snot coming out of her nose.
Oh!
I want to give her the medical mask, be like, put that on.
Please put that fucking on. It's a pandemic out there, for goodness sake, woman.
Build a fence around her.
And I don't think I've seen her in any other game. Like, I've never, but the turnip joke has been in the last two games that I've played.
Her grandmother was the one selling turnips.
Okay.
A number of games. I can't remember if it goes all the way back. I don't think it goes all the way back to the start, but I can't remember.
But then,
it's
like,
been a long time since the GameCube.
One of the little Nook twins was like going on and on about turnips and reminding me, we don't buy turnips on Sunday. We don't do this. And we can buy turnips, but any day but Sunday. And just so that we're clear, there are no turnip sales on Sunday. And I'm like, okay.
I spent all of Sunday sort of slinking around the town, actually off island, trying to avoid Daisy May because she was so gross.
Oh, I'm gonna hate that.
See, yesterday, which was our Sunday, the town hall was getting built, and since I can't get my Nook tickets or anything, I was like, fuck it, and I didn't play much. I did my morning stuff and got all my fruit and my dug all my fossils and all that, and then I was just like, eh.
Yeah, I love Nook Miles. It's fun. I love going to the islands and just utterly devastating them. It feels
I feel really bad chopping down any trees, so I almost never do it. Although I got really frustrated because I got to a bamboo island again, and I know some people like the bamboo island, but I've been there so many times, I just fucking chopped it all down.
I keep getting...
If you have bamboo, though, build bamboo. If you've got the DIY recipe for bamboo baskets, they sell for a fucking fortune.
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of bamboo recipes. I've got the bamboo basket and a bamboo lamp and a bamboo wall and a bamboo...
I want bamboo things, but I don't have any. I don't even have the DIYs for them.
I will build you some bamboo things and mail them to you.
You're amazing.
Oh, can you, like, if you get given something, do you automatically get the DIY recipe for it?
No.
No.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Check into people's houses a lot, though, because...
Oh, you know why
they're building, then you get a free recipe. Also, I've actually gotten a lot of my bamboo recipes from balloons.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Gotten a lot of from bottles.
Bottles. Message bottles. Yeah. Mm. It's good times. Oh my god, so Baby Bi and I are doing like this amazing thing because we only have one Switch, so obviously we're playing together.
It's so wild.
It's so wild. So she got up really close to the TV and I was like, "What are you doing?" And she took a picture of the little mini map on the thing. I can't remember the nerd term for it. So she took a picture of the mini map with her phone and then she got out her tablet and I watched her like sit there and draw a replica of our island map so that we can plan where things are going to go. And I stole a couple of bamboo trees from Imogen's Island.
I told you could steal whatever you want.
Oh, I know. And I think it's hilarious to just go around and like take pictures of me stealing shit.
Oh, I took pictures of me sleeping in your beds and Baby Bi's bed because I thought it was hilarious. I literally just went into her house, laid on her bed, and then left.
I bought what looks like a green gas canister. And I took it with me to Imogen's Island, and I was going to, like, just take a picture holding it and be like, I'm here to fuck shit up. But then I couldn't do it. It wouldn't let me put it out.
Yeah, you
so
can't
that I
hold
could take...
stuff, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was really mad. But I stole all that bamboo, and we're like, okay, the bamboo is going to go up here on the top hill and the plain on the very far west and or east or whatever direction. I don't fucking know. And... And we're going to make all of this area fruit trees, and we're going to cut down all these fuckers over here and plant flowers around here. So we've got a plan. And
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, my husband, who keeps a Microsoft spreadsheet or a Google Drive spreadsheet, one or the other, of like his resources in a couple of the games that he's playing, called me a nerd.
He called you a nerd.
He called us nerds for doing that. So
I love that.
Look, you're saving... home Discord, because now you're not going to fight over what the island's like.
I know.
Exactly. I it's funny because I love calling my spouse a nerd because, I mean, obviously he is a nerd, but we had a great conversation back in the early days of our relationship when we were just sort of walking down the street or something weird like that. And we were talking about Star Trek, as is wont, because that's pretty much the only topic you're allowed to talk about when you're a nerd. And he looked up at the sky and there was a plane in the sky that wasn't a regular plane, like it wasn't a passenger jet. And he named the plane and the make number, and it was, you know, a little black dot in the sky. And I just went, fuck, you're a nerd. It was like the basis. It was the basis for our entire relationship. I was just like, big fucking nerd.
Yeah. Nerd's not an insult.
No, it's not. It's great. I love it.
He was trying to rib us gently for it, so...
Mm, yeah.
Now we're going to make spreadsheets too so that we know. Now we'll probably start tracking
how to use like
turnip prices.
I don't know how to use spreadsheets, so I've never ever I am the very, very lucky person who has never had to use a spreadsheet in a work sense ever.
I had to make a lot for work in college because I did a lot of secretarial work at an investment office. I basically did everything that whatever they couldn't figure out in that office, so a lot. I made labels and I made spreadsheets.
I only really use spreadsheets for like things that I don't think spreadsheets are intended to be made for. Like I use them to make little like audition notices and attendance sheets and things like that, like things that I could ostensibly do in like Word or something more inclined to it, but nope, I do it in Excel and it looks really nice.
Yeah, I've never really got the hang of Excel. I don't understand that you can add cells together and do stuff like that. It seems too much like maths to me, and I'm not good at that.
Yeah, so. I can only do the most basic things with it. So.
Yeah, I think other people did stuff with the spreadsheets. Because every other employee there, every other student employee was a business major. I was an English major. And they just figured out that I knew how to do, like, everything. Because it was all simple computer stuff. So I just, like, made a lot of stuff.
Hey, this is possibly the sexiest episode we've ever done.
I know.
We
spent 5 minutes talking about spreadsheets.
I know. I actually resisted talking more about Animal Crossing. Because I was trying to get us back on track.
Oh, I mean,
we should probably do some questions.
Does it help if I tell you that I'm in my underwear? I'm not. But
I'm in my underwear
help?
Too, underneath my clothes.
I mean, I am in my underwear. It's under clothes, but yeah.
Oh my god, I'm wearing, like, I started this stay home fashion challenge, you know, and yeah. telling people to like wear things that they wouldn't normally wear, or too timid to wear out, and like get comfortable in it and stuff. And so today I have on this sequin skirt that I've been wanting to wear.
It's cool. I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, I bought it for a party and then we never went to the party. So it's been sitting in my closet and I'm like, I want to wear it. And so I put it on today and put the picture up. And a friend on Facebook was like, I mentioned how the hem is really itchy. I'm like, it's itchy as a mofo down by the hem. And one of my friends speaks and she's like, well, it's not made to be worn long. And my dumb ass, I'm like, is she making fun of the way I'm wearing it? Like, it's a pencil skirt. It's a pencil skirt. How else am I supposed to wear it? Am I supposed to like roll it up or something? I go downstairs to get a snack before we come up to record. And I was like, oh.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Also, that's what
your mind is supposed
for.
To always be in the gutter. What are you doing?
I know. I've really been losing my touch lately. But to work on that, maybe we should take some questions.
That's a good idea.
Hold on.
Oh God. Oh
God. I'm sorry. I promise not to drink any more pop today during this recording. So Mr. DeFira from our Discord asks, how exactly do you pump up the jam?
I pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump up the jam.
I wish we had the money to get like music drops for this shit.
Yeah.
Pump up the jam, pump it up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if we all sing it badly, I think that counts as...
No, we're not allowed. That would be counting as a parody, I think, so it'd be okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can just sing a little.
I can't remember all the words.
That's our music drop. Yeah, but we already did as much as we needed to.
Yeah, that's pretty much all the words. Pump up the jam, pump it up,
pump it up. So yes, there, that's how I pump up the jam.
So it depends on what you mean by jam. Like, jam can be, you know, a sweet spread.
Yes, but it can be jam.
Yeah.
It could be the jam on the table. How do we pump up the jam on the table?
I mean,
or how do we?
This is pump up. This is
penis
episode
pump.
69, guys. There you go. There you go. Either Claire or myself, we're gonna get us back on track with this one.
It's a race for one of us to get to it.
I was like, well, it's not a matter of pumping up the jam. It's more what you're going to do with the jam once it's been pumped.
How does one deflate the jam should be the more, pressing
issue.
Well, it
deflates on its own, but if it doesn't after 4 hours, call a doctor.
Call a doctor.
Side effects may include pumping up the jam. I mean, obviously it's however
side effects
whatever
may
floats
include.
Your boat, whatever pumps your jam, it's individual kinks and things like that which will help you.
Side effects may
pump up your jam.
Include sinus pain.
Only for you.
Oh, especially if it's from Brandon.
So there you go. That's how you pump up the jam. I don't think we actually answered the question, but there you go. That's what you're getting out of us today.
That depends.
That's why
on
we
me.
Always say we're ostensibly.
I know.
I don't know how Mr. DeFira pumps up the jam himself, personally.
I mean,
I'm sure he has many methods.
Yeah. That's his own personal business.
That's his own personal
That's
business.
Right.
How you pump up the jam is between you and
you and
your
own
jam.
Hand. I mean,
speaking of non-dirty pumps, but dirty in the most literal sense, I had to pump gas for the first time during all this.
Ew.
And I had hand sanitizer in my pocket. And so like every 2 seconds, I was like, yeah.
Oh, do you mean like
gas pump,
putting petrol into your car?
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea what that meant. Like I have a vague idea that pumping gas means putting petrol into a car, but it took me a little while to work out what you meant, and I was like, oh, that's right, because we have an electric car now, so I don't have to do that very often.
We have an electric car now, so I don't have to do that.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in my cloud of smugness because I've got an electric car.
Well, that's also. I think it was you that got me calling our hybrid our smug UV.
Yes. That was actually originally a South Park joke, and I hate the South Park guys now, so I don't feel good. I don't feel bad about stealing it from them, so fuck them.
Well, thanks for ruining it for me. Sorry.
Happy 69, Brandon.
Happy 69. Canada leads us into the real, real raunchy, naughty talk today with when someone says noodle, do you picture cooked or dried?
Cooked.
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 Well.
Because dried, I mean, you guys call pasta noodles, like pasta noodles. Like, you know, spaghetti and stuff like that, you call it noodles.
Yeah, any sort of pasta is a noodle.
Yeah. Yeah, not
the little salad noodles, like the little teeny tiny. Those aren't noodles. That's pasta.
Yeah, no, all noodles for me are noodles that are in some form of usually Asian dish. So Hokkien noodles, soba noodles, what else are there? You know, all those types
udon,
of noodles.
Udon, ramen.
Udon, yeah. Those are noodles and chicken noodle soup because they're a little wiggly, but pasta is just pasta. It's never noodles.
So for you, it has to be in soup.
It has to be, yeah, some form of soup noodles or deep fried. Yeah, that sounded really racist, didn't it? But they're noodles.
I don't like to mix my noodle terms.
I don't like to mix my noodle terms.
There's pasta on the one side.
Now I'm doing a bit of self-examination here because
they can only have noodles in Asia, guys.
Yeah, because Australia is as a rule a fairly fucking racist country, so that's actually not surprising. Good job representing your nation.
I say, yeah, led by Trump.
In the less metaphorical sense, we were actually just talking about this the other day because we made some spaghetti and. Mm. Travis was harassing the dogs with dry noodles. And he's like, they don't realize it's food when they're dry. I'm like, yeah, but if you didn't know what it was, would you realize it was food like that? It's just
have a hard stick
thing.
you wouldn't instinctively eat it, would you?
Yeah.
I did when
I was a kid. I used to munch on them dry, but.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend in university who used to eat angel hair dry.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Like. But yeah, now that I think about it, it was actually that thought that got me thinking. I don't really call everything a noodle. I call, like, you know, soup noodles noodles. And, like, macaroni if it's not mac and cheese.
It depends on how I'm talking about it. Like, if I'm talking in a broad sense, I'll say noodles. But, like, I usually use the specific terms. Like,
yeah, me too. But I use pasta overall, unless I'm talking about, like buttered noodles, you know? That's like either egg noodles or
egg noodles
macaroni elbows.
Aren't pasta, so.
Aren't they?
I don't think they count as pasta. I don't know.
I don't know.
We call it egg pasta.
I've never called them anything other than egg noodles.
But like regular pasta has eggs in it too.
Yeah, but egg noodles are like a specific thing.
Why would you call it egg pasta? Like all pasta has egg in it.
Does it?
Yeah. It's like the ingredients are literally like
egg
and flour.
And water, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we call the egg like the semi-dried pasta, the stuff that's not hard.
Google mm-hmm. offers up, noodles are a type of food made from unleavened dough, which is rolled flat and cut.
Okay. I'll accept
it.
I'll accept it. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Fascinating.
I mean, there's a lot more to it, but I'm not going to read Google's whole thing on noodles.
So to answer Canada's question, when I think of a noodle, I think of a cooked buttered noodle.
Yes. I think of something that's got flexibility.
Yeah, I definitely think of cooked.
Yeah. Cooked and a little limp.
Whether we're talking about noodles or noodles.
Well, that's the other thing too. If you're thinking about flexibility or hard noodles, then it can go into a whole different direction.
In fact, Jill did take it in a whole different direction and asks us if you could be a pasta noodle, which pasta would you be?
Oh, fusilli. One of the really, really twisty
ones.
That's
what I was gonna say.
Oh, I was gonna say stuffed manicotti.
Or it could be like a ravioli or something like that. Or,
you are not on my jokes.
Actually worded was much dirtier, though.
I thought I wrote it down like verbatim. I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't expect you to like.
There was another one that was more dirty than that. I think there's another
I
one.
I think we
was
were just talking
that.
About noodles, and I was talking about because I was talking about rotini. It's like, yeah. Because then someone in the question discussion asked like, but what cooked noodle?
Yeah. Man,
buttered noodles.
Hot buttered noodles, yeah. I really thought my stuffed manicotti joke would land better, but oh well.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I don't know what manicotti is.
Rotini was my original joke because it's funny that way. It's like a screw.
Yeah, manicotti is like a big tube pasta and you stuff it with like cheese and meat and then bake it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, so it's like what you use to make a cannelloni.
Yes. Except, yes. Aren't cannellonis desserts? Yeah.
Cannoli.
You're thinking cannoli. All the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God. I'm too confused.
Anyway, I'm finally off my period after a month, so I'd like to be a stuffed manicotti, please. Perimenopause, go away.
Get it, honey.
Well, you've got your skirt on.
I've got my skirt on, but
for how
not
long?
For long?
But my chief's at work.
Well, you can still stuff it yourself.
Oh my god! I have to share something with you guys, which is relevant. There was some sort of my husband brought it in today, just to show me. There was a press release from some medical place about sex and COVID and whether and whether or not you should be having sex, blah blah blah. And it's like, you know, full on, you know, if you're sleeping in the same bed with your partner or whatever, then yeah, like naturally you're kind of going to get it no matter what. But the best thing was the second dot point in the entire document was the first sentence was in bold and underlined. Sorry, this is the best video. Your safest sexual partner is yourself.
Yes, I mean that's true all the time. That's been my biggest complaint with like abstinence only education. I'm like, guys, masturbation. If you want your kids to not go out and have sex, you should be encouraging that shit at home.
Yeah, but
you should have a wide variety of sex toys on hand for the kids to have.
Like,
as soon as
they
get 18.
But they can't. They've got to make it a losing proposition. Everybody, you can't masturbate. You also can't have sex. You also can't have abortions, but you can't wear contraceptives. You can't use.
I mean, just go out upstairs and rub that aggression out, and then come back. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's the other thing too. It's a case. It's like you can't masturbate without feeling guilty about it, because then, because the whole point is that you have to have sex with your husband or wife, only, and you have to do that a lot. So
blah blah, the sin of Onan. Anyway,
I mean, really, scripturally, they didn't, you know, spell out why women can't.
I know,
or rather,
like...
why non-penis having people can't. Because you're just not supposed to be spilling your seed.
You're just not supposed to waste seed.
So I'm not doing anything. So.
Yeah, I dig it.
Gentlemen.
If you got a vag, go to town, folks.
anyone with a vag can go to town. Absolutely.
Anyone with a vag can go to town. You'll be biblically sanctioned.
Yeah. God wants you to. Especially
God
in these times,
to.
It raises your white blood cell count.
Yes. Your safest sexual partner is yourself.
And your endorphins. Like, happy people don't kill their spouses who are now at home all day.
Yes.
Oh my god. Not any of that, but the whole hand washing thing has become such a thing that I literally had a dream last night that I was washing my hands and like singing songs.
Yes.
Like going through all the motions and everything. I was like, well, at least my brain is caught up on current events. I'll take it. At least that's a stress dream that makes sense as opposed to like
right.
you haven't studied for a test in elementary school or something. Right.
I still have boot camp nightmares. Like, I would much rather be having a dream of washing my hands.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I saw the best. I saw two of the best like hygiene jabs. One was Justin McElroy the other day, and he was like, "Man, I'm gonna miss all this hand washing when this quarantine is over." And someone else was like, "Are we allowed to shower yet, or are we still just washing our hands?"
Last that one too.
And not to bring up old shit, but
you just wash your hands over and over again. You get.
I think as long as you're washing your hands and your legs, everyone can agree that we're fine.
That's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about the rest of it.
I mean, can we just, once this is all over, do away with shaking hands? I hate shaking hands. So if that could just be over, I'd be fine.
Hands, legs, pits, and pussies. That's all you got to do. Out the door.
I think, the shaking hands is like the least sanitary thing you could possibly do.
Yeah,
like
I
hugging
know.
Is actually
it's
better
gross,
for you
and I hate
than
it
shaking
and
hands.
It's just no.
Oh, here they kiss. People kiss. Like on the cheek. When you,
see, that's okay, too, because if you're
either.
Not... unless you just... do not want. I don't know. I like hugs. Hugs are fine because you don't have to breathe in each other's face and stuff.
Yeah.
You can just hug.
We were doing... At Aquazuma, we were, like, smacking elbows for a while. Like, we thought that was
that's
fun.
That's cool.
Look, and... if it's someone I know well, hug is fine. Otherwise, just... I don't care. Nothing. Do nothing. Wave, baby. Nod
don't
your head
me.
At me.
Yes, a vague wave. A nod.
Yeah,
an
a
acknowledgement
nod
of the
or
eyebrow,
a wave
an eyebrow
or a
acknowledgement.
Smile or something. I don't need any, no elbows, no handshakes, no high fives or fist bumps. Why must we touch each other all the time?
Oh, I have friends who agree with you vehemently. I need, like... contact. I go crazy without it.
Yeah, see, I'm like, fine, if it's people that I like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I want
my husband, sure.
I want contact when I want it, and I don't want contact when I don't want it, and I expect
when I
people,
don't want it, though, I want to go insane. Like,
I expect if... people to know the difference with no context.
That's right. You're actually a cat, Brandon.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Rub my belly. I didn't actually want that.
I'm like an indoor
outdoor
cat. Rub my
belly and I'll bite your hand off.
Oh, speaking of indoor outdoor cats.
And this is why you're your own best partner.
There you go.
That's right.
I'm self-partnered.
You know when you want to be touched.
I know when
I hate
be
that
touched.
People got on Emma Watson's back for that. That was such a good term.
Oh, it really was.
Yeah.
You know what? Let her live
Fuck
her life.
Off
She's
with
happy.
Your Emma Watson hate.
She's trying to do good.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Having to defend people that are, like, trying to do good when, yes, obviously they're flawed, but everybody has flaws. Anyway, moving on. Baby Bye sent us a question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Baby Bye wants to know, who is the hottest character in Animal Crossing and why is it Isabel?
I mean, it's clearly Isabel, but otherwise Blathers.
It's Blathers, yes. Claire, thank you.
Well, I don't even think she means it because, like, she has been sweating and drooling over KK. For like
KK Slider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, KK Slider.
And I love so, it. Tom Nook's so gay for KK Slider, and I love it.
Tom Nook is pretty gay for Blathers too. Like,
oh yeah, he's living his best gay life. Go
like,
for it, Tom Nook.
Day one on the island, he's like, hey, would you mind if my friend, you know, came over
my
here.
My sexy tweed dressed owl friend. So intelligent.
So intelligent.
I could just listen to him talk for hours.
A great conversationalist. He can lick his own eyeball. I don't know why that's relevant, but he can.
He can turn his head all the way around.
All the way
fucking
around.
All the way.
But I didn't, I thought that, you know, when you go into the little Nook store and at the bottom, there's always like, I thought it was a like a photograph that you got to hang up on your wall or set on a dresser of KK Slider. And apparently it's not, it's an album.
Yeah,
and
it's an album. You get albums.
Yeah. Baby Bye has been collecting them and I didn't know that's what they were.
Can you play
yeah,
them?
That's been yeah. Yeah, you can play them. You get different, you can get like different record players and stuff. I've got a Skull record player and an
yeah.
old vintage record player and a cute little CD player.
She's got like a vintage, nice. Like 80s, 90s double deck tape player.
Nice.
Cassette player.
Cool. Yeah, I got one of them.
Yeah. And so like she can rotate through them. So I started sending them to her. I sent her his folk album the other day. So that was pretty nice. I can't remember the one she was playing. There
yeah,
was a really weird one that she was super into. So
oh, they get stuck in my head so easily. It takes. I like nothing. Cake slider. I've got one in my head now.
It's weird because one of the things that I always like to do with those sorts of resource games is start them again and redo it from scratch. And I know that I can't do that with Animal Crossing, and it's kind of. I mean, I'm glad you can move buildings around and stuff like that because otherwise I'd be very, very, very annoyed. But yeah, it's weird that that's not really something you can do.
Wait, you can.
I mean, you can just delete the whole game.
You can
and start
if you
again,
want to ruin it. You got to play it. Like, there's whole seasonal things. They would do things for holidays and they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, I'm, the game I'm sure is, it's going to be great.
The game is so forgiving, too. Like, you wouldn't need to start over.
Yeah, I mean, especially nowadays, yeah, since you can move all the buildings and you can...
I didn't know you could move buildings, but I was actually going to ask about this.
Yeah, you have to build up
to
it.
You need the town hall.
And once you get the town hall, you can move the buildings and destroy
bridges.
Costs
a bit of... It costs a few bills.
Oh, okay.
I moved my house because
I built my first bridge last night.
Nice.
I'm working on it.
When I get the town hall, is that when my bitch Isabel will move in?
Yes, yep. Isabel comes in.
It's so I don't know cute. What she does, her though. She's and like, Tom Nook will do stuff like they'll be like exercising in the town hall or like playing music or.
Uh-huh. Tom Nook dusts a lot.
Yeah,
in mine.
Dust.
He's
it's,
dusting
it's
a lot.
It's very cute.
I think he's judging me because he's dusting a lot.
Well, there's my fic. Tom Nook. Tom Nook in erotic life, his kink all over town. This is why the same people God. Keep moving to all of his towns.
So I got the campsite and I got a little frog dude called Huck to move in, which is cool. I like him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's cute too. I was like, I'm sorry, like, but I've got one of the koalas. I think I've got two penguins, Aurora and Sprinkle. And who else
I'm
have I
waiting
got?
I've got, for people to move in so bad.
Pashmina.
I invited them. Like, Pashmina. I saw people on other islands.
Yeah, once what? You start building the houses, you get
them.
Yeah.
You got to talk to Tom Nook about that. So. I invite Pashmina is my fave, though, because she stays up until, like, 2 in the morning and never get, and doesn't get up before 10. So you're trying to have your interaction with your neighbors, and you're knocking on our door. It's like, I'm asleep. Fuck off. Like, I like you, Pashmina. I feel you. I know what you're about.
Man, visiting you guys was wild because, like, I'd only had visited people that were in vaguely the same, similar time zones. So, like, all of a sudden I was like, why is it day? Because it was completely night. I was like, this is weird, man.
Oh, I love going to Imogen's Island. Love it. Love it.
Yes.
I filled up more than half my inventory space with clothing and stuff. I know I should have been catching things, but I was like, whatever.
I'm like so utterly amazed at you and our friend Cammy, who make all these cute little costumes and stuff, like all this custom made stuff, and I'm like, how the fuck, like,
yeah, I've got to actually post more pictures since Miri, since you sent the doctor mask.
Yes,
I put that on. I made the 13th doctor's shirt. And so I made a whole little cosplay, and I was like, look, I'm a doctor with a doctor.
That's fantastic.
Man, I've been seething with jealousy for days because, like, you guys have been so just miles ahead of me in the game, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Am I just not doing something right? I was like, no, I'm playing about half the time you guys are.
Yes. Yes. You're actually doing work. I have suspended all activities. I have suspended all activities aside from Animal Crossing and this podcast. Look, that is all I do now. That's everything I'm doing. So
it's not all I've been doing, but I fell on my ass the other day and I hurt. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm playing some Animal Crossing.
And let's be clear, I'm not shaming anybody here.
Oh, no.
No.
I just needed that clarity. I was like, oh, I just finished a book.
Yeah.
I've been homeschooling my kids, but the lucky thing about that is that I can homeschool my kids and play Animal Crossing at the same time, which I was not allowed to do
herself.
When I was a teacher.
Like, my kid is homeschooling herself. She's a proto-adult.
Yeah, mine are a bit too young for that, unfortunately. But they're doing pretty good, actually, my kids, at homeschooling themselves. They're doing their work. Tom, my son complains all the time about having to do his handwriting, but he has to do his handwriting. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
We should probably ask
get back to the questions.
Animal question.
I think we covered.
Had a brief foray into kink, Tom Nook's kink.
Yeah. Tom Nook's kink. Well, I'll tell you what, after Claire gave us that link last week, there is a lot of Tom Nook kink out there. And just to be clear, listeners, both of you, that is not the Tom Nook kink I want. I want to hear about Tom Nook dusting Isabel's office at weird hours of the day.
Look, Tom Nook and Isabel are man-loving men, woman-loving women, solidarity.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tom Nook's definitely gay, and Isabel is definitely a lesbian.
Yeah. So, and they're like the overlap. Them's
just the facts. And that's the crossroads. Why they work so well together. My town is amazing. You guys need to visit it, because now it plays Bohemian Rhapsody as the town tune.
How the hell did you do that?
You can change the town tune with Isabel. You just.
But don't you have to do it like by actually composing it?
Yeah, you put notes in. I mean, okay. If you have a hard time, there's like a million lists of good songs to put in as your town tune, and people will show the.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, it's funny. Notes. I mean, this is Claire we're talking about. She could probably literally create anything if she put her mind to it.
Yeah, in the past, the rest of the world is just. I usually had the Imperial March as my town tune, but I was like, I've done that so many times now in these games that I was like, I should probably change it up.
The whole world should be grateful.
But it was so funny to go talk to an animal. They're like, don't, don't.
The whole world should just be grateful that Claire's not more focused than she is, because she could really fuck some shit up.
Like, I know.
Like, if she had an attention span.
Yeah, I feel like I probably got ADHD, but why? Who knows?
I need to commission you to make me some clothes in Animal Crossing, because I cannot.
Oh my god! I didn't even think about that.
That's what I spend half my time. I don't know how I have anything done in my town, because I literally spend at least half my time in Animal Crossing making clothes. I've got so many. I've got a little like, I have a custom buy case for my phone in that. Nice. And
like, can you make stuff and give it to other people, or is that?
No, but I think once you get the Able Sisters shop, you're able to get like the QR codes or whatever.
Yeah.
And post those. All right,
cool.
So once I've got that, it should be up tomorrow, and then I'm actually gonna post some of mine because I like them.
Not to bring us back to the point, guys.
Yeah. Look, Animal Crossing is more important than sex. I know. We all know this.
Animal Crossing is more important than
we only said it was
going to
be a very nice episode.
Nice.
Apparently it is
very nice.
It's very nice. Do we want a dirty question or a smutty question?
The same thing.
Answer the question. I'm just kidding. Mr. DeFiro wants to know precisely how many noodles are required to be classified as oodles of noodles. And I think that's what led to the devolving like noodle, oodle, doodle, noodle, oodle conversation. Yeah,
the Discord did descend into oodle madness for a while there.
Yeah, I might
need at least two little handfuls, because if you got the one, that's like a serving size usually.
Yeah. And you can't
a
neglect.
Serving size isn't an oodle, so you need more than
that. Yeah, you gotta have at least two serving sizes, and you gotta make sure.
So it's gotta be more than you can grip with one hand,
and make sure that you can cup the balls.
Yeah.
What?
I think you've also got to have more than you can conveniently eat.
Yes.
Like
more than
you can conveniently put in your mouth, and more than you can grip with one hand.
But you are allowed to use mouth and hand together to get the job done.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, a lot of people prefer it that way.
So, would mouth and hand combination be metric or imperial?
Oh, that's definitely imperial.
Okay, yeah. That sounds about right. Okay.
So yeah, going back, if you want a safe way to talk about measuring things in penises, just measure it in noodles.
Measure it in noodles.
Find a convenient noodle. I'd say a good spaghetti noodle.
Good spaghetti noodle.
Yeah.
About a foot long.
Yeah. Or like, you know, a like when people have very small pots and you have to break them in half. I don't normally.
No, you don't break them in half.
I don't normally recommend breaking noodles in half.
Yeah, unless you have like a very, very small pot. Just.
And then maybe just the tip. I don't know. Canada has
just
one
the tip
more.
You might need to pull them out.
Canada has a meatier one for soft. Us. A little meaty inquiry here. What is one thing that irritates you so much in written erotica that it ruins your immersion?
You know, I've learned that too much talking will drive me out. Like if
the conversation between the two.
If they're there's too much sex talk. Like, while if they're just talking too much, I can't.
Do you mean dirty talk or do you mean just conversation?
No, while they're having sex, whatever they're talking, I don't even care what they're talking. If they're talking too much, I'm like, what are you doing?
How are you concentrating?
I can't with it. I've literally stopped reading lots of smut because I'm just like, stop talking. Why are you talking so much?
Well, obviously, if they're talking, there's not enough going on in their mouths. So
I know what I'm saying. It's like you're clearly not occupied enough.
Also. And this might just be me. I don't really want to be immersed in my written erotica. Like, that's not why I'm here. I mean, maybe, but I'm not worried about immersion.
I mean, I think probably when like we've talked about this before, but if the people in it are out of character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ruins it for me automatically.
But also, God bless. I've read a couple of really, really good fics lately, and there's this one way, the way you spell cum really upsets me if it's C-U-M. It really just, I can't, that's not, there's a word for it, and it's a word that's properly spelt, and use that spelling, please. C-U-M just makes me think of, I don't know, someone in year six writing it. Like, yeah. it immediately makes me think that this person, and I mean, I feel bad because I've actually read a couple of really, really great fics that have used that spelling, especially lately. But it's just like, oh no, they didn't. Oh no, they didn't use that word. Oh,
wait,
no.
I can't tell which one you prefer, the proper word or the
C-O-M-E, please.
What?
C-O-M-E.
Oh, okay.
C-O-M-E, please.
Okay.
The other one's like, just not right.
I was like, you can just at me then because I use C-O-M-E all the time. But
yeah, no. C-O-M-E is the right one.
Yeah, it's yes. Like one feels like a verb to me and the other feels like a noun. Like,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's the distinction
right.
I make. I use one for the noun unless I'm writing Karin, cause she always says jizz or spunk.
What? Never.
Never.
But see, but those two are both nouns though.
Yeah.
Jizz and spunk are both nouns. Yeah. Whereas
but she
cum
wouldn't,
is a verb.
She wouldn't use C-U-M cum.
What are you doing?
Like, that's just not what she does. Ironically, that's what I don't do either.
Talking about this.
You can cut it if you want, whatever. I don't care.
No. It's just that she's just decided now to start hassling me and scratching at my knee. And I'm like, what's wrong? Don't you like that word either,
darling? Oh, dog. I thought you were talking about me. I'm like, I'm not hassling you. Jesus Christ.
This bitch won't get off my back.
Man.
No. She's just decided to get all affectionate and weird. What are you doing? Anyway, yeah.
My ironic answer for Canada is, God, I can't wait. You guys are never going to let me live this down. Is when
excellent.
The erotica is too vague.
It's too vague.
When it's too vague. When it's too vague and I can't tell what's going on and the blocking is unclear.
Like, oh, that Tumblr post though with the soccer game glitch.
Yes. And the OP was like, "Stop reblogging this." But yes, that's hilarious. I can't focus. It just ruins it for me when I can't tell what's going on. And I'm like,
yeah, like I don't need it to be too detailed.
Yeah,
I mean that depends if I'm in the mood for detailed or not. But, like, yeah, don't be super vague unless you mean to, like, fade to black or something. Because otherwise, then I'm just going to be like, what is happening?
Or be pretty and descriptive about it, you know? Don't, like either, you're either in or you're out, you know?
Yeah.
I just got God. That. Sorry. That was
that was unintentional.
She's in the zone, people. She's in the zone.
I'm in a zone.
She's too deep in.
Just the tip.
That's the name of this episode, by the way.
Yeah, I think mine all. Oh God, I think it comes from it's because of Good Omens. I think that caused it because there's so many people that are like, oh, I have a praise kink, and it's like, oh, you're doing so good. Yes, that's so like stop talking. You can't say that every 5 seconds. Oh my God. Like I can't.
The only two time I really like it is when it's like super emotionally intense, but even then it should be used sparingly. Or
yeah, like when, that's the thing. Like you can
when
still,
there's
like,
some intense kinky fuckery going on. Like,
yeah, but otherwise, like you can still be really emotional and have like pepper it in.
Yeah,
don't need exactly. to be constantly with everything they do. Oh yes, rub my shoulder that way. Oh yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Speaking of fic, Claire, do you have a fanfic for that this week?
I, special for this week, just looked up how many works do we have under the tag 69.
I'm so happy.
Sex like, position.
That is exactly what I thought you were going
to
do.
I have to believe that people just haven't been tagging it because there's only 3,753 works. Okay, so... So yes, I have to believe that people just aren't tagging it, which is fine. You don't have to tag every single
sexual act.
Please
don't tag every sexual act.
Yeah. I mean, which is funny because that's something I usually complain about. So now I'm disappointed because there's only 3,753 works. But
hilarious. Tag 69.
Tag 69, parentheses, sex position. And,
did you look up?
It's so funny because then if you click on it, they've got tags with the same meaning. And there's 69, and like things you'd expect, like 69 oral sex and 69 sex position and 69 position. But then there's good stuff like kind of 69ing and half ass 69 and
now that's
a little
sh-
bit of 69 if
69.
You could.
That's
oh, and
the
my
shit
favorite,
I'm
finger guns 69.
Finger guns 69. That's that.
That's gonna be bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's some
yeah,
bi 69
69, 69, 69, 69, 69, 69, 69. There's, yeah. 69 dude, exclamation point.
Dude. Man. Sweet.
My
nice.
69th fix, oh, wait, so why not write about 69ing? So yeah, there's a lot.
How many of them are tagged nice?
Tragically, none, but I'm sure if I went into original, it went into individual fix, I could see like after that someone had tagged nice.
But, I want to know the crossroads of nice and 69.
You know, I think there's one that I've got bookmarked.
Of course,
does
you
that
do.
Say with someone that's. Yes, 69 parentheses nice. Buy my favorite Good Omens author, so good for them.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Look,
I
they have
it.
Very good tags like Dust Bowl hand jobs. I'm going to hell.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Man, I need to collate all my tags at some point and see what I've tagged things as, because I do tend to be very sparse with my tagging.
Oh, I'm super sparse with my tagging. I tend not to tag much unless I think it's like something that people really need to know. Or
I mean, I tag for everything that's as soon as I was tagged explicit, I don't need to go into exactly what's going on in the thing.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much,
explicit,
yeah, much, yeah, like I mean, specify why it's explicit. Like sometimes I'll be like language because I say fuck a lot and I write fuck a lot.
Yes.
I mean, like if there's like something especially unique going on, like
yeah,
I don't know, like foreskin play. I don't know. Like that's just like pulling that out of the air. Like tag
sure,
that shit.
Sure, just
because that's what I'm looking for.
Yes. I mean, there's specific sex acts that some people are triggered by. So you
yeah.
go, okay, well, I'm not going to tag.
Well, yeah,
this.
I mean,
I'll
I think if
this.
There's like something really, I don't know, out of the ordinary, I might tag otherwise.
Yeah.
Usually I'm just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
they have sex.
I'm actually really scared to go back and look at my early AO3 because at the beginning when I started writing fic, I didn't understand the tag system and I didn't understand
yeah.
what things meant. So I was like, general, what the fuck is general? I don't understand what general is. Sure, this is a general fic. It's not genre'd. I mean, no one's yelled Ooh. At me for tagging porn as general, but... So,
yeah.
Anyway.
We better wrap it up.
We are not.
I need to play some. I desperately need to play some Animal Crossing. I've
gotta get that string fish.
Oh my
gotta
god.
Go.
Okay, fine.
But yes, my point
Thank
is
you.
For there's a fic for that today. If there's literally any sex act you're looking for, there's a fic for
there's
that.
There's a fic for that.
Yes.
Oh. I did put up a poll on the Instagram, and I might put it up again later and just like collate the input. But I did ask on our Instagram, what is the sexiest pasta?
Awesome.
Which I thought would overlap well with the theme. And so, I mean, send us your Tom Nook kink fix. bibibicast@gmail.com. I want to know all of them.
Yeah, only send those to the email. You can also go to the Tumblr at bibicast@tumblr.com, and that has links to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that fun stuff. We're also up on Spotify and
yes, and on Apple Podcasts, if you could leave a rating and a review, that would be very, very helpful. You could also visit our Patreon and get access to some spicy extra content.
Yeah.
And or come and visit us on our Discord, where you can ask us questions that we will answer or go into noodle-pocalypses with.
That's oodles fun. Of noodles.
Oodles of noodle-pocalypses.
I mean, really, people, you control the content here, so if you're dissatisfied,
yeah, so
you only have yourselves to blame.
Exactly. Thank you very much for joining us in this very nice episode.
Very nice.
Bye. We will be here again in your ears next week. I don't know why I've turned into a sort of matronly.
I don't know, but I like it. I like it. Keep talking to me.
I feel like a kind of smooth jazz feel going.
Yeah.
Smooth hair. They'll see you all next week. bye. But yes, it's been lovely. Thank you so much for sticking with us for 69 episodes. And hopefully we'll be here for 69 more. Bye. I'm super, super loud today for some reason.
Yeah,
There we go.
Mine are That's really low, but they're about the same they were last week. So if I was good last week, I'll be
good this week. You sounded really good last week. You sounded like you were, I don't know, you sounded like smooth velvet.
Like a beautiful. Smooth jazz singer.
Has anyone listened to an episode recently?
I don't know. Canada. Who the fuck is texting you? No, I'm kidding. I've done enough to act like a jealous girlfriend on the internet lately.
I love it when you do that. It's great.
I don't want your friends to think that I'm really crazy. I mean, I am crazy, but like, you know what? I don't care.
It's part of your charm.